board.
You know, I just wanted to say a little bit before I started the meditation, that this, any meditation practice is really about training the mind, and then the heart mind, you could say, and then it progresses on to discovery about the nature of one's own mind and heart. And then from there, we can cultivate skillful and wholesome mind states, including courage and fierce compassion. And from there, we can really move on to liberating ourselves from our conditioning, particularly the conditioning of racism. So this is a very powerful practice. In this meditation, we'll be using mindfulness or embodied presence. And we'll give ourselves the invitation to create calmness and alertness. And I will be leading you through a body scan, but at other times you might explore sensations in the bodies like we'll be doing today, including the sensation of breathing, sound, just noticing sound can be another meditation anchor that you can use. All right, so I invite you now as we begin to get into a comfortable position, you know, just noticing the posture in this moment. In a sense, we're all arriving together, even though we're spread across the country and people listening later, maybe even across the world, we can still arrive in this moment right now. And just settling into the body. Because the body is always in the present moment. It can only exist right now. It can't exist in the future or in the past, only in the present. That's why it's such an excellent meditation anchor. And again, you might move your awareness to your posture. If you are sitting on a chair or something like that, you can notice the feet flat on the floor. Perhaps your hands are on your thighs or cupped in your lap. Perhaps you're sitting cross-legged on a cushion and just noticing what that posture is like. And as you're scanning the position of the body, perhaps it might make sense to make a few micro adjustments to your posture to support your alertness and your relaxation. So you might make some micro movements, maybe sitting up straighter, maybe relaxing the body more deeply. And now I invite you to deepen the breath. To take a much deeper inhalation and then a slower exhalation. And you might do that 3 to 5 times. This is a more deliberate form of breathing. And just noticing what that feels like to prolong the inhalation and extend the exhalation. And then when you're ready, we can take a moment to appreciate the fact that we can take time to care for ourselves through meditation this weekend. In a sense, it's practicing gratitude for the decisions that you've made around self-care. And feel free to extend the gratitude wherever it feels appropriate to you. Maybe to ancestors, to others you know in coming to the table that you've bonded with in an important way. Perhaps to others who have helped you see things in a new way. Who've helped you see the conditioning of your heart and mind. And perhaps too, giving gratitude for the ancestors that have made your life possible. Really, millions of people are your ancestors. Their lives have been imperfect. And yet through their life, you're here today. And you are using your life to wake up. To wake up to the injustice that's in the world. The injustice and oppression. And to play a part in a world that is based in genuine love. And compassion. This practice of gratitude and appreciation can be a way of gladdening the heart. And gladdening the heart helps sustain the heart in difficult times. This practice doesn't have to be a grim one. It can be imbued with gratitude, kindness, loving friendliness and compassion. And now bringing the awareness to the top of the head. Just noticing any sensations there. And then just letting the awareness flow from the top of the head to the forehead and brow. Perhaps inviting relaxation in the brow, letting it be smooth. Allowing the muscles around the eyes to soften. Perhaps noticing the sensations in the cheeks. Noticing the jaw muscles. And maybe even purposely unhinging the jaw. And noticing the sensation at the chin, also the lips and inside the mouth. Noticing any sensations at the upper lip or nostrils from the breath. And then noticing the head as a whole, both the tactile sensations in the head, including the ears and the way the ears receive sound. Perhaps even exploring the space inside the head. And then when you're ready, letting the awareness flow into the neck and throat. Seeing if you can invite relaxation into the neck muscles and into the throat. And then letting the awareness flow into the arms, just flowing down from the neck and throat into the shoulders and arms, all the way to the fingertips and the tip of the thumb. Just noticing the sensations that are arising and changing and fading away in the arms and hands. Moment after moment, noticing how it's changing. If any thoughts or emotions are arising as you're focusing on the different body parts, you can make a light mental note if you like, something like thinking, or feeling. And then you can just return to the body part and notice the sensations there. And then bringing the awareness to the collarbone and underneath the shoulder blades. Perhaps the shoulder blades and collarbone move ever so slightly as you breathe. Maybe you can let the shoulders drop back and down. And maybe now, if you like, letting the awareness fill the torso. From the top of the shoulders to the buttocks. The bones of the shoulders to the pelvis. Noticing the sensations inside the torso as they come and go. The sensations of breathing, the heart beating, maybe even the sensations of digestion. Maybe the movement of blood, pulsing and tingling. This is what it's like to know your body directly. To use your mindfulness to pinpoint sensation. To become very clear about whatever is happening in any moment. In any moment, you can have clear comprehension of what is happening in the body. Clear comprehension of the sensations arising, changing, and fading away. And then letting your awareness flow into the legs, the tops of the legs. The tops of the legs and the back of the legs, the knees, the shins and calves, the ankles, feet and toes. Really exploring the legs from the inside out. Training the mind to clearly comprehend what is unfolding in the body in any moment. Discovering what your mental tendencies are. And cultivating a skillful, wholesome relationship with how things are unfolding. Whenever the mind wanders away from bodily sensations, gently and kindly bring it back, just as you would a young child who's wandered off. Just a gentle redirect. Maybe even taking a moment of appreciation that you've noticed you've been off in thought or fantasy. Both the noticing and appreciation is a way of strengthening your mindfulness. It's actually a worthwhile effort to appreciate your ability to notice when you've been off in thoughts rather than in the present moment. And then you can begin again, noticing the sensations arising and passing away. And you might open the awareness to the body as a whole, from head to toe, inside and out. The skin, the flesh, the bone. This dance of vitality unfolding in every moment. And you yourself can experience it with clear comprehension, clearly knowing. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. You can just be here in the present moment with the sensations in the body. You might even see if you can let go into the field of sensation. Opening to sensation. And now I invite you to deepen the breathing once again, extending the inhalation, prolonging the exhalation. Re-relaxing the body. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.